You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Look here, folks. You notice a hot time? Where's the hot time there, boy? What is a hot time in Old Town tonight?
Bad is the better I live in Trinidad, and the more they try to do me bad is the better I live in Trinidad.
And the more they try to do me bad is the better I live in Trinidad.
And the more they try to do me bad is the better I live in Trinidad.
With all clothes to wear about the streets and all kind of old shoes upon me feet, yes, that's the way they want to see me walk, just to give the others a chance to talk.
But the more they try to do me bad is the better I live in Trinidad.
But these days I'm getting so much luck that my girls even promised to buy a truck. I mean a DeSoto and a Seen and Ford. So you see I'm living like a little lord.
The more they try to do me bad, the better I live in Trinidad. And the more they try to do me bad, the better I live in Trinidad.
Well, my girl got money, so I don't care. And I got my bungalow in St. Clair. For I'm Lord Caressor, the king of hearts, only living among the aristocrats.
And the more they try to do me bad, the better I live in Trinidad. And the more they try to do me bad, the better I live in Trinidad.
Well, by this you will see I'm up to mark all my suits, the tailor, that Harry Clark, and I drink some Canning and Company with a high-grade cigar, some Germany.
And the more they try to do me bad, the better I live in Trinidad. And the more they try to do me bad, the better I live in Trinidad.
Since Mr. William came to this colony to manage the electric company, not until he heard I was in St. Clair that he put the new model lights up there. So
the more I try to do me bad, the better I live in Trinidad. The more I try to do me bad, the better I live in Trinidad.
So you see my name figures everywhere, I mean in England, New York, no talk about here. I broadcast my songs so the world was heard, and I brought visitors to the hummingbird.
And the more they try to do me bad, the better I live in Trinidad. And the more they try to do me bad, the better I live in Trinidad.
Burning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
And yes, this is Andy Sr. with Radiola, and this is a counterintuitive edition of Radiola, which I will call a hot time, only because I wish to chase away the gloom that encroaches in the northern reaches of the planet. And it is getting a bit gloomy, and I, for one, enjoy turning on all the lights and or staying in bed as long as possible. It's one of those things, and you just have to fight against it. And so this is all counterintuitive stuff that may or may not work. But I hope it makes you feel better. We begin with Miff Moles Molars, A Hot Time in the Old Town Tonight, 1927. I have no idea who was doing that bit of dialogue at the beginning. But Jimmy Dorsey was in there in addition to Miff Mole. And you heard great group of guys there. Dick McDonough on the strings there playing it. And let me see who else was on that, just to find out. Red Nichols and Joe Tardo, Ray Baduke. So great group of guys there. And after that, we had a selection which I have played a few times before on the program, but I could play it every week and not get tired of it, because this really makes, I don't know, for this song always makes me feel good. The More They Try to Do Me Bad, 1938. And that's how I'm feeling, really. I played it earlier this year, and I'm playing it now. I don't care. It's not exactly saturating the market at this point, and I think it needs to be heard. And that's having played that, we won't venture further into Calypso for this edition of Radiola. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and we're going to continue. Well, you heard our theme, too. I want to mention that. We're going to continue with a nice, light, not really hot dance, but it approaches it. Edwin J. McAnally in 1925, Louis James Elliott Shaw singing about Normandy. And I guess, yeah, that's what it is. It's not D-Day.
Thank you.
And that was Charlie Strait and his orchestra, Deep Henderson, 1926. And that was from That's What I Call Keen, the new release on Rivermont, compiled and annotated by Brian Wright. The artwork is by Joe Bosom. It's a lovely CD, great stuff in there. It's worth a. I just got it, and I'm recommending it very highly. Wonderful stuff there. And Rivermont is linked on Radiola Blog. That's radiolablog.blogspot.com. Type Radiola into Google, and you will find it. And, yes, I had to get that. That's a good one. Before that, a new newly acquired CD also from a couple of months ago. I just thought I'd work it in. Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra. It's Hard to Laugh or Smile, 1928. And sometimes it is, especially when it gets a little, a little frozen out there and dark. So, try to laugh and smile a bit anyway. Before that, Edwin J. McAnally's orchestra, Louis James Elliott Shaw with Normandy from 1925. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr. I'm glad to, glad to try to alleviate some of the darkness here. It is a very, it's hard to know what to do. It's, I was always, I wonder why the whole point of Christmas lights, but they do kind of light things up a bit. Makes it a little bit more pleasant. Otherwise, you're dealing with perpetual gloom. Here's another selection from a Rivermont release. This is one of the earlier releases, yet still available, because I bought this at the same time I bought Charlie Strait. And it's Frank Banta from Upright and Grand, which is on Rivermont, BSW 1142. And speaking of darkness and gloom, the world is waiting for the sunrise.
skies are so sunny since I met you.
Happy?
You bet, you're making me happy.
My pet, well, honey, I'm happy since I met you.
You know my heart won't behave.
Gee, but I'm glad when you rave. You like my eyes, you like my size.
That's no surprise, who wouldn't?
You like to go just where I go.
Well, I'd like to know who wouldn't.
Down by my garden gate, 100 fellows wait.
But on a certain date, they'll be a little too late.
Just wait and see, they're gonna be.
Yeah, jealous of me, who wouldn't? Comfy and cozy since I met you.
Gloomy?
Not now.
You used to be gloomy.
And how? Till you whispered to me, I love you too.
I feel like a bird in the spring. And just like that birdie, I sing. I lost my heart. I lost my soul.
Lost control, who wouldn't?
Then I looked at you, and you looked at me.
Couldn't you see? Who couldn't?
You've lost your appetite. Say you don't sleep at night.
The reason I'm not feeling right is 'cause you keep saying you might.
You hold my hand.
I think it's grand.
I understand. Who
wouldn't? I like your ma. I like your pa.
Uh-huh. And I like your car.
Who wouldn't?
No, my daddy has dough.
Oh, I love you so.
And I'd like to know who wouldn't. Now will you promise to be faithful and be true?
Baby, when I look at you, I promise things I never could do.
We'll have a plan, a dog and a cat.
We'll have more than that.
Who wouldn't?
In my dreams of childhood, when the skies were fair, I can see a wild wood, flowers everywhere. When the twilight shadows bring their sweet regrets, then I wander back again amid the violets. I've been making up my mind to find a place that I used to know, on the old Ohio where the shy little violets grow. And I've been waking up to find I'm dreaming dreams of long ago, of the old Ohio where the shy little violets grow. I'd love to find a little trail, a little winding trail, that house on the hill, find somebody who promised to be true. I know he's waiting there still. And when I look into his eyes, they'll tell me what I'm longing to know, of the old Ohio where the shy little violets grow. I've been making up my mind to find a place that I used to know. I used to know of the old Ohio where the shy little violets grow. And I've been waking up to find I'm dreaming dreams of long ago, oh so long ago, of the old Ohio where the shy little violets grow. I'd love to find a little trail, a little winding trail, that house way up on the hill. Find somebody who promised to be true. I know he's waiting there still. And when I look into his eyes, why, they'll tell me what I'm longing to know. I'm just longing to know of the old Ohio where the shy little violets grow.
Lee Moore is singing counterintuitively this time of year with her Bluegrass Boys, which I think consists solely of Eddie Lang, and there may have been another guy in there, but mostly Eddie, on Where the Shy Little Violets Grow, 1928, off of Columbia 78. Before that, Aileen Stanley, for those who wish to pronounce it correctly, Billy Murray, Frank Banta on the piano. Who wouldn't? 1926. Oh, yes. Beginning with Frank Banta with no singers, The World is Waiting for the Sunrise, upright and grand. Rivermont release, and I recommend it very highly indeed. And this is Radiola, and upright and grand might apply to me, but I think square does also. This is Radiola, and you know, this is what you get. It's not cutting edge. But then, of course, we're not trying to cut anyone here. and we're going to go back a bit here. Here's the Jockers Dance Orchestra with some interesting compositions, I believe. Clarence Williams, maybe Spencer Williams is involved in these too. Clarence Williams definitely wrote the interpolated tune. And Jockers Dance Orchestra plays the Yama Yama Blues, introducing You're Some Pretty Doll from 1919.
Thank you. Daddy's gone away. Now ain't it strange how I change when he leaves me? I just want to be all alone, 'cause I'm so downhearted since we parted. I go round and moan. Those doors on him anyhow, where is my daddy now, blue? Whenever he goes away into my system, they ooh. I asked my Ouija, tell me honestly, is he true to me? It said no. I'll bet it's some scandalous look out, he's dangerous dog. And what will I ever do if he should happen to fall? Oh, those doors gone gloomy. Lordy, send him right back to me. I want to lose. Oh, where is my daddy now, blue? The blues come in the morning and the blues come in the night, and it's just because my daddy doesn't treat me right. He goes away and leaves me, yes, leaves me all alone. And let me tell you now that I ain't made of stone. I don't know what he's doing, and I don't know where he goes. But I know about a traveling man, what every girl knows. It's easy writing letters, 2 cents for buying stamps. But mail ain't no protection from a female vamp. My daddy better hurry, he's got no time to lose, or there'll be another daddy right in his shoes. He may be fat and homely, bow-legged and pigeon-toed, but a husband in your home is worth a dozen on the road. And one kiss on the lips is better than a thousand in a letter. If you want to lose, oh, where is my daddy now, blue?
Thank you.
The Dixie Daisies, Away Down East in Maine, 1923. Nice sound on that from 23 off a Cameo. And yes, it's just as dark up there. It's very, Maine is, that's where you go if you want to really experience it. But we're certainly not being spared. Before that, Marion Harris on Columbia in 1920. Where Is My Daddy Now? Blues. Everything was a blues. It was a fad. You could call anything blues. Saw more records doing that because that was a craze. The Jockers Dance Orchestra, and that's S apostrophe because they're brothers. The Yama Yama Blues, introducing You're Some Pretty Doll, 1919. And that, as you well would know, Eddie Condon and his group mangled and massacred that song as You're Some Ugly Child. And I believe Fats Waller was called upon to sit in on a recording session, and he didn't want to play it that way. So that was recorded as its proper thing, You're Some Pretty Doll. And that was in the late 30s. And it is very difficult to find the original. Usually people consider the parody. And Sam, you did make the pants too long, by the way. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Senior, and this is indeed. Now, yes, it's a bit chilly, so I think this next selection is entirely appropriate, but not for the same reasons for which it is sung. Ethel Waters, one of her big hits from 1929. Am I Blue?
I'm just a woman, a lonely woman, waiting on the weary shore. I'm just a woman, that's only human, one you should be sorry for. Woke up this morning along about dawn, without a warning I found he was gone. How could he do it? Why should he do it? He'd never done it before. Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears telling you, am I blue? Why, you'd be too if each plan with your man done fell through. There was a time when I was his only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one. Lordy, was I gay until today? Now he's gone and withdrew. Am I blue? I know it. He's in Chicago and I'm down here in Birmingham, trying to get the money to go and find my honey. I am, yes indeed I am. I've got the blues in my heart and my shoes want to start, yet I'm in a jam, a terrible jam. Oh, don't ask me, am I blue? Why do you ask me, am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you? Again you ask me, am I blue? Why wouldn't you be too if each plan which a man has done fell through? Don't I remember the time when I was his only one? But look at me now, I'm the sad and lonely one. Oh,
at those nose, look at those hats, look at those clothes. That's what I call keen. Look at that style, isn't it nice? Look at that smile, look at it twice. That's what I call keen. When I saw her first, I nearly fainted. And I've been unconscious since we got acquainted. Look at her now, looking at me. Isn't that love? Could you see? That's what I call keen.
And there's another selection from That's What I Call Keen. That's What I Call Keen. Charlie Straight and his orchestra, Frank Solano on the vocal on Rivermont again. Yes. Great, great stuff there. And that is, and I recommend that to you highly. And that may be found, as I say, through Radiola blog. Just type Radiola into Google and you'll find it. And before that, because it is the season, Red Miff Stompers, Slipping Around. And who isn't these days? That's what we're all doing a bit of. And Fud Livingston was in on that one, and Lenny Hayton, Carl Kress, Jack Hansen, and Vic Burton was on that too, in addition to Red Miff. There you go. Pee Wee Russell also was in on that, so it sounded a little bit like Pee Wee Russell. This is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and I hope this is having the desired effect, as it is, I believe, for me also. I'm feeling very, very energized playing this stuff tonight. And we're going to continue now with some kind of counterintuitive things. Being counterintuitive, one of the next ones, really, to the second one of these two will really be counterintuitive. But we're going to start with Dick Hyman and Tom Pletcher in 03, a few years ago. If Bix Played Gershwin is the name of the album, and there are some friends of ours on there, Dan Levinson and Vince Giordano, in addition to Dick Hyman on piano, and Tom Pletcher on cornet, and we have, oh boy, it's a good group, really good group. So here's a very obscure George Gershwin selection. So counterintuitively, we're going to play Congo Kate.